This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, April 8th, 2022. We'll finish Chav Zayin Amud Aleph 27a, the second section, and the final section is the green text. Right, so do you see movement on Yom Tov or not? What is the conclusion? It depends upon some great masters. Who are they? Look at the green text. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul. Amar Rabbi Mishum Kahala Kadisha di Yerushalayim. That is a list, right? Shimon ben Pazi says the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, says the name of Rabbi, in the name of the great and holy congregation of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon v'chavei Rav Amru halacha ki Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon and his friends say the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. All right, so first there's a little tangent. All right, the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amru, how could they say the halacha is like Rabbi Meir? But inu kashishimine too, they're older than Rabbi Meir. All right, so it's not like they're saying, oh, the halacha is like somebody's older than us. We're older than Rabbi Meir. We're not going to say the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, who's like much, much, much younger. Ella rather, Bishitas Rabbi Meir Amarua. They hold similarly to the position espoused by Rabbi Meir. Ditznan, what is that? See in the Mishnah. Hashochet et habechor yeshech the bechor ve'acha kach hera es mumbo. And then, right, you show somebody its blemish. Rabbi Huda Ma'ati, Rabbi says that's okay, right? As long as somebody sees it at some point, good. It's a blemish. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ho'ol benishchat shelo al pi mumcha aser. Rabbi Meir says, since you shechted it without permission of a expert that this is a mum, it is prohibited. It's aser. Alma k'savar Rabbi Meir. Therefore, it seems that Rabbi Meir holds, Re'iyat b'chor lab k're'iyat treifa. Right, the seeing of a bechor, the investigating of a bechor for blemishes, is not the same as the investigation of a regular animal for a treifa. Right, the blemish of the bechor is different. Right, just makes it disqualified for the mizbech. It does not make it a treifa because then nobody can eat it. What's the difference? Re'ias bechor mechayim. The bechor has to be seen when it's still alive. Right, re'iyas treifa la'achar shchita. The investigation of a treifa, of a blemish that would render an animal a treifa, is done after shchita, after you shechta. Umine, and therefore, re'iyas treifa afilu biyantiv. Right, the seeing of a treifa can be done. Has to be done on Yantif, right? Because you can't do it till you shecht it. So you have to shecht the animal on Yantif. You have to see if it's a treifa or not before you eat it. Re'iyas bechor me'erev Yantif. The re'iyah of a bechor, which can be done while it's still alive, must be done before Yantif. Right? Okay? That would seem now, this point the tradition is from Rabbi Meir, or not the tradition in the position of Rabbi Meir, is that you don't see movement on Yantif. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, wait a minute. Atu Asim Aron Mumen Pligi, that you think they're really that? The argument is about, like, whether or not you can see movement, the blemishes, and see if they're real on Yantif or not? No, that's not what they're arguing about at all. Right, De'ama Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, it says Rabba, the son of Rabbi Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Bidukin Sheba'ayin. Right, there are certain blemishes that happen in the eye. Right, this one's actually on the eyelid. So right, if there is a problem there, so Chuli Amalo Pligi De'aser. Everyone agrees. Right, that it's usher to see it after that mishum de mishtane, because it changes, right? The animal changes clearly. Lots of things change when the animal dies. And therefore, the eyelid one is clearly going to be usher. It changes. You got to see it when it's still alive to see if it's really a mum or not. Ki pligi b'mumin shibeguf. Right? Where do they argue? They argue about the mumin that are on the body itself. I know the audits in the body, but internally, in the body of the animal. The guts, right? Rameyer Sava, Rameyer says, Gazrinan Mumin Shebeguf, Atu Mumin Shebeayin. Rameyer says, we have a gazero, we decree that you can't see Mumin after death on any part of the animal, lest you come to think you can see the eyelid Mum also after death. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Lo Gazrinan. Rabbi says, no, we don't make such a gazero. The eyelid has to be seen when you're still alive. And this can be seen afterwards, right? But it's not a question of seeing Mumin on Yantav. It's a question of a gezeira. Do we make a gezeira that you can't see it after it died, right? Because of the eyelids, are we concerned you're going to extend it to there and mess up? But it's a question about gezeira. It's not a question about seeing Mumin on Yantav. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, "Masnisa nami daika." Right, you can infer the exact same thing from the mission that they're not arguing about seeing Mumin on Yantav. They're arguing about this type of decree, Diktani, because it says in the mission. Now, Rameir says, "Hol v'nishchat shelo al pi mumcha aser." Right, since you didn't shecht it with the permission of a mumcha, it's aser. Right, that's a punishment. Doesn't mean you can't do it. We're punishing you for not checking it out. Right, you checked the animal. You didn't know if you could or not. So shame on you. Knas, we fine you. Shmamina says the Gemara. Knasa hu dekakanis. This is a fine. Is a punishment. Because you didn't do it properly. Shmamina, and that's conclusive. That they're arguing about a gzeira and a punishment. They're not arguing about whether ideally one can see. Mumin on Yontif or not. So Ami Vardina, right? Ami of Vardina. I don't actually know where that is, but that's okay. But there was a place called Vardina and a man named Ami who came from there. Chazi Bukhar de Benesia Hava. He was the investigator, right? He was the blemish seer of the house of the Nasi. And that's, I guess it's a good place to be. Probably lots of animals. And lots of bechors. So he would investigate each bechor in the house of the Nasi. B'yoma tova lo habu chazi. But he would not do this on Yantiv. So asu b'amru le the Rabbi Ami. So they came to and said to Rabbi Ami, aye, this guy is not doing his job on Yantiv. So Amr lohu, he said to them, shapir ka'avid de lo chazi. Right? No, he's right. He's totally right that he's not doing it. But we see the opposite of how Rabbi Ami gufei chazi. No, but Rabbi Ami, who just said he's doing it right, he would do it. He would look at the animals himself on Yantiv. So how could he say that Ami Vardina was right not to do it on Yantiv if he's doing it himself on Yantiv? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Ami ki chazi mi'at melhava chazi. Rabbi Ami, when he would look the Edmol yesterday from the day before Yantif, but not on Yantif, and therefore Ami Vardina, the Bechor seer of the house of the Nasi, was right not to look at those animals on Yantif. This concludes Chav Zayin Amin Aleph, concludes our learning for today and for this week. Please come back and join me on Monday.